Sam didn't have no place to grow corn.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this business about seed.
Now, if you get in that other chair, you can reach your teeth.
You want a little milk in your coffee?
No, ma'am, I'll just take it with nothing, thank you. I never heard all this business about feed. It has to be mixed chemically and everything.
You buy your ingredients to mix with your, if you grow corn, you know, your grain.
Yeah.
Then you buy your supplement, your tank.
Yeah.
All these different things together with some chemicals always added. But now, there's a guy told me here just a few days ago that the same formula per 100 that he did pay $4.80, I believe, for around $5, now was near $8, a 100. Well, hogs are high, but even if that,
yeah,
that costs a lot.
That's nearly double. I never would have the brains, I guess, to try to figure out how to stay ahead of the feed prices and keep the meat prices. I don't know. It's such a complicated thing.
It takes lots of looking ahead. Now, if I haven't been thinking as far ahead as I should, I wouldn't have been caught with that drop in prices.
Mm-hmm.
I never was hurt as bad as some folks, because I had a man that was a hard grower I started fish to. He never did let me take less than $10 a piece for pigs, but there was times I knew he could have bought the pigs for a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
He had bought for so long from us till he says, "Well, says you just always had good pigs, and I've always bought them right. And now," he says, "I just don't even see you sell them under." So,
now that was mighty nice of him.
Well, I know it was, but I didn't like that way of doing business. So, and another thing, we got our land all sold. It was cleared, except a small plot of cotton out here, and we were getting a subsidy on that cotton for planting. Well, I could, this subsidy, I had a good base built up per acre, you see, and I was getting a good payment on that. Well, my subsidy payment would amount to more than I could possibly make on corn. Plus, grow the corn, I'd have had to pay fertilizer, and I had to pay everything
Elevate. Well, you just so a lot better off without
it. I just quit the hogs.
Yeah.
I've got 30 acres here, and I've got every bed fixed for hogs. I've got it cut in 4 compartments, 4 ponds, and I've got it all wired for hogs. Everything, and good grass. But we couldn't make. We got we couldn't make. Thank you.
That's a mighty good cake. Did you make that cake?
Yes.
It certainly is good. Thank you.
Thank you.
When meat goes bad, you say it's
flour.
Yeah. What about when butter goes bad?
Right.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what he called it if you want to.
Well, I just say it was too rank to eat or something like that.
What about when milk begins to get lumpy and to go sour, you say it's what?
Clabbered.
Okay. And a food that's made from clabbered milk, a diet food.